Welcome back to Beyond Classified. I'm Chris Matthew. Today, my guests are Lindsay Champagne and Jason Fashion. Lindsay is a free-thinking conspiracy realist that fought the system to keep the mask from the faces of her children with perfectly functioning immune systems. She is here to share experience and insights about our developing dystopian society. Jason is author, videographer, and artist in many different mediums. He is currently attending Full Sail University for animation and has traveled across the United States, West Africa, and the Middle East. Lindsay and Jason, welcome. And Jason,
hello back. What up? Hey, look, I just doing this right now and I'm just gonna come out, but like, what? No, all right. Hi guys,
hello everybody, go ahead Lindsay.
I'm good.
Hi. Hey, welcome. So thank you guys for joining us. Jason and I grew up together in Swampy, Louisiana, experiencing the best trouble the state had to offer when it came to sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And Lindsay, you also grew up in Louisiana swamps and attended the same high school, but was a couple of years younger, I believe, than myself and Jason. So we didn't know each other, but she's known Jason for a long time. And we're going to talk today about each of your experiences in our New World Order. My audience knows that I'm always interested in how not only the majority of people feel about what's going on right now, but each individual and how they're reacting and kind of navigating this strange sci-fi reality we're in. And I want to start today, since this is your first time on, Lindsay. Let's talk to you. Tell us a little bit about yourself first. And when did you realize that not only most of what you learned in school and TV and history was fake, but that this whole situation with COVID and now what they're trying to push with the vax is not what they're trying to portray in the media and mainstream?
Well, I grew up with a dad that talked to me about, you know, like Operation Paperclip and things like that, without actually saying paperclip to me, just talking to me about World War II and the Nazis and NASA and all these things. And then when I got older, I realized what he was saying to me, like without actually using the words, because I was pretty young at the time. So like all the MK Ultra talks that we all had kind of came together when I got older. So now when we hang out together, we can talk about it like more openly. So I've always been on that level with, you know, not trusting the government and CIA and all three-letter agencies and whatnot. As soon as COVID happened, I knew right away that it was bullshit and that they did it. Like, the powers that be threw that on us. That was immediate. It was so transparent. I mean, I don't know how else to put it, except it was like, here we go.
Right, yeah. It's encouraging to hear, you know, of that story from a lot of people that I talked to, that they realize it immediately. And that's awesome that your dad talked to you about Project Paperclip, man. I learned about that only a few years ago, maybe 6-7 years ago, but that's not something they teach you in high school.
I might have been a project of that.
I think you are, buddy. I think you're definitely straight out of Paperclip.
My dad is big into that. He's always been that way, and I'm one of three girls, so you know, it's not like he had little boys to talk to, so I was there. I was the one, you know. And
that's cool.
Anytime there was a World War II documentary or something like that on there, he would talk to me about what was really going on, you know, behind the scenes and whatnot. And it wasn't until when I got older that he got more detailed, and I realized, a whole lot more. So,
yeah. Wait, whoa. Can I say something?
Of course.
What do you mean you realize a whole lot more? What did you realize a whole lot more about?
That he was talking to me about legit, like, operations that were going on, and it wasn't just what he thought. Like, he was teaching me things, and I trust him because he's my dad.
Well, can you say about those things that he taught you or not? You don't have to.
What?
You know, what did he teach you? What did you learn?
How the war wasn't really won the way that we are taught that it was, and how.
Which war?
For real?
Two.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. And how the Nazi, you know, how they had the trials and they saved most of them. I mean, you know the story. And, you know, came over here. NASA happened. You know, Hitler went into hiding. All, you know.
So you say you're talking about NASA, and I know that, like, if you look at the symbol of NASA, it's a snake.
Yeah, of course. Just like the medical symbol, too, has a snake right around it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. Just like the Vatican. It's a whole snake.
Yeah, we've got, man, yeah, all the good conspiracies you learned early. That's great. Well, yeah, you also had recently a pretty big battle with all this stuff. And I really want to hear, you know, your experience with this, where you basically had to fight to keep the masks off your kids recently. What happened? When did they start trying to mandate that your kids wear masks, you know, constantly in school? And you're in Louisiana, right? You're in what? Yes. Where exactly is this in Louisiana?
North Shore.
Yeah, St. Tammany Parish.
Okay.
I'm from Terrebonne Parish with you guys, but I moved a little bit and I landed back in St. Tammany Parish. So, so they started the mask mandates last year. And that's when everybody, I mean, I knew what was going on. Most of us, that you know, everybody that's, and I hate to keep saying, like, use the word awake, but knew what was going on, but at the same time, it was still like a lot of unknown because the virus was and is very real, you know? So, you're in between like wanting to keep your kids safe, but knowing you don't want, you know, like this whole communist China thing ushering in right away by letting them cover your kids' faces. And just everything that they were doing, everything from the masks to keeping them apart. We weren't allowed to go to schools anymore. We still aren't. We still aren't allowed to participate in anything like nothing. There is no more, like, you know, like we used to have like beta, like induction ceremonies, National Honor Society award show, like, you know, award programs, like all these things that you grow up and all your parents, you know, like go watch you and your grandparents, everybody cheers you on, you're on stage, like in a cafeteria normally, because my kids are in elementary school.
How old are these kids, ma'am?
11 and 6. So everything's on Zoom. I don't even know what their classrooms look like for the past 2 years. I have no idea. It's horrible.
Why is that? Why do you not know?
Because we're not really, I mean, if I wanted to go in, I could go in, but we're not allowed.
I know you're a strong woman, absolutely, no doubt about it, yes.
I would go in, but there's locks on everything. I mean, that's a whole different fight. But yeah, I haven't seen where my kids gone to school for the past 2 years. Like, I know the building, I've been there a few times, just to the front desk. They have to take your temperature before you walk in. You have to put on a mask. It's this whole charade. It's such bullshit. It's just all bullshit. And it's money. They all get money from it. So it's really hard to fight because they don't want to give up like that $5,000 per head of all the, you know, mandates that they put in, because this, I mean, that's what it's about, you know,
I know a lot of parents I know a lot of parents that want to do the same thing. They want to keep the masks off the face of their children. They don't know where to begin. They don't know what to do. They think the system's too big to fail and they can't fight it right now, but you won.
You absolutely can.
So how did you do it? Tell the audience step by step, what did you do to do this?
Okay, so this was like a month long process. So I'm going to try to shorten it up like the best that I can.
What'd you do, baby?
Oh, you smiled. Oh, I wanted to say before you start, make one person smile every day. Everybody. Okay, I'll stop.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. All right.
Go ahead.
I'm going to mute him, Lindsay. Don't worry.
Okay, so their playbook is really not difficult, right? We all know pretty much what they're going to do before they do it. I mean, that's the easy part is knowing. It's just kind of how to navigate what to do next, is kind of what's on, is what you have to figure out. So a week before, they didn't have mask mandates on the kids or anybody, as a matter of fact, all summer long. And I knew, just like a lot of other people knew, right before school started, because magically the cases went up you know, like right at, in that week before school started. So they could have the excuse of putting the mask mandate on, which the governor did like 2 days before school started. So people were livid, to say the least. And I don't even understand why, because I was just like, I'm waiting for it. I'm here. Like, I'm just ready for it to happen. So before he even came on and did that, I was already emailing him and the school board, the AG of our state, just anybody that I could. Like, I was pissed. Like, I was just, even though I know that they're not going to read it, I just wanted them to see my name over and over and over again, just so they knew that I was not going to shut up and go away. Even if they were going to delete it, which they probably did. They were probably looking at it like, man, this woman again, she just won't quit. And I won't. So, and I had COVID 2 weeks, like 2 weeks right before school started. So I was doing this from bed, like from, sorry. I was literally in bed sick.
Barely. Something happened with your sound there.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Now I can hear you.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay. So, so that's how it started. So before school started and everything, I just started emailing all the local officials, just flooding from legislators, like legislators to the senators, the governors, again, attorney generals, anybody that could. And that really didn't do a whole lot. So, so when school started, I kept sending my kids to school without a mask until I could kind of figure out, like, I started calling immediately, like day one. But if you're going to put a mask on them, I'm not doing it. So you provide it until I figure it out. So every day I'd put them on the bus with the mat, like with no mask, and they come home with the mask. And that was kind of like how the fight started, right? Like, I was not complying. I'm not doing this. So I started calling the prince that they're in two different schools. So I had two different principals to deal with and two different administrations. It was,
bless your heart, babe.
Ridiculous. Nobody wanted to budge on anything. So yeah, millions of phone calls later, I called the attorney general's office again. I talked to the secretary, asked her like what she could do to help me out. And she gave me like religious exemptions, philosophical exemption papers and examples, print those out, send them to the school, see what happens. So I did all that. Everything was rejected. And everything that I'm going through, like day by day, it's like you just get one call a day. So you have to wait like a whole day to talk to somebody, 5 minutes, and then you have to wait the whole next day to like do the next thing, which is why it takes so long. And of course, that's my design too. We know this. So that's going on. I decided to go to the school board meeting because I wanted to be heard there because the principal didn't want to hear me.
You might want to get a little bit closer to your phone when, because you're kind of breaking out a little bit.
And the wind, I think it might be the
fan or something. Yeah.
The ceiling fan.
Maybe just a little closer.
Is it better?
Yeah, there we go. That's better. No? Yep.
Okay. So I showed up to the school board meeting. I didn't even know what I was going to do, but I was going, like, whether it was going to be to, if I could get up there and talk, I was going to talk. And if I couldn't, I was going to be there for a show of support numbers of, you know, all the parents that were against this, you know, like power number situation. So when I showed up there, there were hundreds of parents outside. They would not let us in. And they blamed it on COVID, social distancing and whatnot. So the school board meeting turned into like, it went from school board meeting to like protest in like 2 seconds. People started writing up big signs, started taking American flags out of their trucks. I don't even know where they got them from. It's just like South Louisiana. So
like, wait, right, we all from there.
Exactly. So it's like, where did that even come from? It's like, people just started like pulling shit out of their cars and making noise and blowing horns. And it just got crazy and we all stayed. Nobody left. Because we had a point to make, and it worked because that specific school board meeting got blasted all over the news, which encouraged other parishes to do the same thing, you know. So a whole bunch of parents started showing up all over the state and doing that. And if they wouldn't let them in, they wouldn't leave, they stayed, and everybody just kept making noise. But that doesn't really affect the school board, and they don't care, and they're still getting paid, so it doesn't matter. So I pretty much knew I had one, like, my best option, like, best shot at this was medical exemption, because you really can't mess with that. And my kids' medical records are none of the, nothing to do with the state. No, nobody's business, actually. Nobody but them and their doctor and me.
True, that's that. It. I feel you. Yes, ma'am.
So, they both ended up with sinus infections at the same time because they both went back to school. Kids get snotty. That's what happens. And I wasn't sending my kids to school with a snotty nose with a mask over their face because they already couldn't breathe normally, but they weren't sick enough to keep home, you know? So I'm not, I'm not putting a mask over a stuffy nose. I'm not doing that. That's insane. It's insane. So I went to the doctor's office. The nurse tried to talk to me about the vaccine, which didn't go over well. Made my 11-year-old very uncomfortable because he knows my feelings on that. So he knew I was about to possibly lose my shit on her.
I'd have bailed you out of jail. I'd have bailed you out of jail. Just saying.
I know. My parents told me that many times through this process. So she left the room, doctor came in, she was a woman, she has kids, fortunately, she understood, you know, she's looking at both of my kids, they have masks on their face. Oh, before I could even go to the doctor, I had to get negative COVID tests for them to even get them a doctor's appointment. Like, what if they came up positive? I don't even know, isn't that what the doctor's for? You know, like, that's how insane it is. So before I could even bring them to the doctor, I had to, which I went get a stupid Walgreens test and like ran that underwater. And just because I am not messing with these people. I do not care. I'm not playing this game. Like, I have to, but I'm not playing it like, you know, they want to, you know, whatever. So I ran it underwater and did the test like you're supposed to, like a home test. It's kind of like a pregnancy test. It's really weird. And, and of course it came out negative, both of my kids. And I had to bring that to the doctor's office with me so they could see that they were negative. And then I just had a whole conversation with the doctor about the fact that they have stuffy noses all the time. We live in South Louisiana, you know, allergies run wild and sinus infections and all the things and stuff. So I wasn't going to send them to school with stuffy noses and a mask on their face. And I wasn't keeping them home every time they had a stuffy nose. And she understood that. She knew that I was, you know, I was in a situation and she was I just did what I had to do. I mean, it's my kids. I just kept doing whatever I had to do. So she wrote, so I had to print out the official St. Tammany Parish medical exemption papers, two of them. And you have to follow it. So that's how you navigate the system. You have to play along with them. It is so painful.
Well, most people honestly would give up after step two or step one that you were doing there. It takes a certain type of person to get that far. That's why we're not seeing more people doing this, unfortunately. But I applaud you for doing that. And I applaud all the people that were there, you know, protesting this stuff. And you know, Louisiana's a special kind of place. A lot of people aren't putting up with this down there, and they weren't. And that's one of the things that I loved about this Louisiana is people don't put up with bullshit. But were you surprised, both of you, whenever New Orleans announced that they were going to do the vax passport shit?
No.
I'm gonna say something now. So here's the thing. And me and Lindsay have talked about this before because she's a very good friend of mine. And you telling me that I can't go to my city? I can't go to my city. I can't go to the Superdome. I can't go to a bar. I can't go to a restaurant in New Orleans.
If you're not jabbied. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Or you have to have a 72-hour test saying that you're negative COVID, which my best friend's going through right now. She called me last night crying because she bought concert tickets for her and her 14-year-old son. And that was before the passport started. So she called the venue and asked about, could she get a Walgreens test? Because she was going to do what I did, run underwater, we're negative, whatever. They said that she had to get a PCR test. That was the only thing they would accept. She called the doctor's office to see how much the PCR test would be, and it was $250. This happened last night. This was yesterday. So it had been an extra $500 for her to take her son to an all ages concert in New Orleans, which of course she's a single mom. She can't do that now. So she has to eat those tickets. They can't go. You can't do anything. I mean, she's just.
So do both of you understand that we're going through this and they're doing this to us?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. If I was in New Orleans, I would be making a whole lot more noise there, but I'm not in New Orleans. I mean, I'm here. I have to get my kids settled first before I can battle New Orleans.
It's strange. New Orleans is in this bubble of its own when it comes to its politics and stuff right now. And
yeah, the mayor's body.
It's a port. It's a port, you guys. It's a port. Like it's a port.
It's a CIA drug port too.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
Just be honest here. We're just honest. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, Jason, buddy, what's been going on with you? How you been?
I'm wonderful. Dude, I'm great. I'm coming back home to Houma, Louisiana.
You're still in California, right? Where are you in California?
Palm Springs.
Okay. How's the draconianness there?
How is what, sir?
The draconianness.
Well, first of all, in Palm Springs. Homes that I work on, right? I wash windows, whatever. And people are like, oh, you just wash windows. No, I wash windows on $1 million homes. Right. Today I was in like a $3 million home. But whatever. And what I've learned.
Do you take like a bath in when you get a chance if, like they leave their window open or something?
No. Okay. I don't.
I know. A little sip of bubbly while you're in there. All right.
I think that for us doing what we're doing right now, talking, and hopefully that gets spread out to people to wake up. And me and you talked about this before. And when I say wake up, I think that it's all about looking around your surroundings and look what is around you. Because if you don't look around you and what's going on, and I'm not talking as a whole, I'm talking about just necessarily in your city, and you don't see what's going on, that's where it starts. That's where the conformity of not knowing, because you get in fear. And that's what my whole circle is I'm getting at, is fear. And that's what they're doing. And do you think that I'm not mad?
I'm pissed.
Yeah, no, it's a fear-based
it is, and I don't understand how people fall for it. I don't get it. I don't understand why people are scared.
Well,
I don't get it.
How are your immediate circle of friends? Because I've had some friends that I've had for a very long time, even from Louisiana, that are
that
seem to have been brainwashed all of a sudden. That seems yes. to be conforming yes. with the system and like a completely different yes. person because they're afraid of losing their job, afraid of losing their
it's
livelihood.
Fear.
But they're acting like they don't understand that none of this makes any fucking sense, right? You know?
Right. Come on. Go ahead.
I've lost a lot of friends and family, not a lot of family, but some family, but a lot of friends, a lot of mutual friends of ours. Actually, I've lost by posting things on Facebook and being on the other side.
That's the best way to lose friends. Just post a little meme or something.
That's really all it takes.
People are triggered.
Really all it takes. It's triggered. And I tend to post some smart ass kind of stuff too. And serious stuff too, but I'm tired of being nice about it. Like you need to put it.
You're not nice.
I mean, sometimes.
All right. Okay. So check this out. Now I'm gonna change the subject a little bit, okay, sir?
Of course you are.
The fact of the matter is, I really want to. I thought about this as far as the internet goes. So let's just say, when the internet came out, it was a place where people could just speak their feelings and what have you, and maybe do whatever it is. But now, in the last 10 years. The algorithms that AI is doing is infiltrating into our lives, and we have no way about to push it away because there's no other way to do it.
Hey, that is going to be the whole basis of our new dystopian dreamland is AI algorithms. They're already controlling everything right now.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever thought that Facebook's reading your fucking mind sometimes? Have you ever not even said anything?
No.
And you're thinking about it, and it pops up on your fucking feed. Yeah. So it's pretty advanced, the technology and the algorithms that are going on. I noticed it big time when they started censoring me back in like 2016.
BS.
I'm used to it. I mean, I'm fucking shadow banned everywhere. But the
I don't know how Jason's not. I've had four.
Jason's too positive to get shadow banned. I don't know. He could say the worst thing about the government, but he'd say it in such a positive way they won't fucking notice. Yes,
it's true.
Hey, look, you guys, I want to be positive and I want to spread positive energy. And I'm going to say this one more
time. He fools the algorithms with positivity.
Make one person smile every day. Make sure you make one.
I can't be in this positive mind space when I'm trying to get people to stand up. Like,
no, you're right. You got to have times for being pissed off.
I see people bitch all day long about how they hate these mandates, but nobody does anything about it. You know,
we have to come together.
Proactive.
The key is like what you were saying, where people showed up with you. I think that makes an impact. If you get a big crowd of people in your face and the majority are disagreeing with what you're trying to push, you're going to rethink what you're trying to push, you know?
Absolutely. But people need to stand up and stop just like posting memes and bitching on Facebook isn't going to get shit
I've been
done.
Saying that.
You know, the powers that be are looking at that and they're laughing. Like,
look Jason, hold your ears for a second. These people need to be their heads need to be on fucking pikes right now. They need the people in charge. Yes.
That's how I feel.
All right. Hey, wait. Hold on. I'm going to say this. So the last 3 years, the Illuminati has been trying to get to me.
Really? Let's hear this. I've gotten invites to the Illuminati before through WhatsApp. They offered me like $1 million and a house, but I think.
Yeah, me too.
But what's the Illuminati got with you?
Actually, it's not the Illuminati. It's Illuminate. First of all.
All right.
What I did after I started testing them and I said, all right, fine. I want to go. Then send me a plane ticket over there and go to the house where it's at.
that fucking Illuminati house, huh?
Dude. I mean, serious, house. Chris, for real. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I know.
I love laughing with you, dude. they just pressed and pressed, and I almost signed over. But I don't know where my hat is. I'm going to find it before.
No.
Stop. But my point is that they know that I can change the world.
You can. You do every day.
We're all trying. That's what I'm trying to get people to do right now.
Yeah, but I'm a little bit more powerful. How many fast ones you know, Chris?
You're it right now, man. That's it. Who can you answer this deep question for me when it relates to your illuminate experience? Who's they? Who got to? Who is they?
I don't know. I didn't get to meet them.
How did they try to get to you?
Oh, they've been trying for years. The last 3 years, okay. They've been trying to, and then they almost got me. It was that close.
Did they knock on your door? Like, I don't know, little baggies are.
No, they won't because they know I'm a fact on. They'd be like, they're not knocking on my door. Hey, soldier, I'll tell you what. See this right here?
Here we go.
I got you. Hey, man, that's probably one of the best forms of protection in the apocalypse, man.
Yes, sir.
Don't want guns, you know.
Yep.
But bullets will be a new currency as well. So.
Oh, wait.
Absolutely.
So you take the Illuminati, and then what? I'm getting back full circle with the internet.
All right, here we go.
It's all fake.
Yes, I can agree.
Yes, sir.
Now, okay.
Go ahead.
No, as you say, it's all fake. You mean everything? Right?
No, not all. Okay, but most of it, like 95% of it's fake.
Okay,
So the AI that has been working on the internet for the last 10 years is nothing but AI.
It is. And I think that AI has been around a lot longer than the internet and controls a lot more than the internet.
Go ahead, Lindsay.
What? No, you're doing your AI thing. That's your...
No, yeah, it's... We live in fascinating times. We really do.
I love it. It's
fascinating. Fascinating is a nice way to put it.
Fascinating and terrifying at the same time. It is, Jason's it's wonderful. And dystopian.
Jason belongs on the Zoloft commercials that's running through Mad the fields. Max World. Yeah, we're good. It's all good.
Hey, did you just plug something? I belong to Zoloft.
No, I'm not trying to plug any medicine.
Wait. I know
hate Big Pharma.
Okay.
I hate Big Pharma.
Chris Matthew.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just saying.
I don't sleep much.
That's not good. You need to get some sleep.
No. Do I look like I'm fine. My point is that I know that we are either one in a simulation. Mm-hmm. Which I'm pretty sure we are.
Close. I mean, I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know anything.
Me either. I don't know. Me and you talk. Sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No, I was just saying it could be a simulation. It could be just your experience. It could be your experience connected to everything else in a simulation.
Yeah. When you say everything else, so let's just say that right now on planet Earth, there is somebody who has one mind and it's just planet Earth. Like, I jump universes. I know I do. I do.
I think that we all have the ability that every time we dream, we're jumping realities.
Right.
Not necessarily universes, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah, but I'm above you.
I got you.
Hey, that's all I'm saying.
You're super interdimensional. I got you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, man. It's, I don't know. You know, I don't claim to don't know what's going on. I don't know if we're on a flat plane. I don't know if we're on a pancake, on a turkey back, you know. But it doesn't really matter. What matters for me right now is people trying to wake up, figure out their own shit, and maybe after that we can learn what the hell's going on with
they are controlling us. They're trying to control us, and there's a lot of aliens on this planet because we are all aliens, also. First of all, second of all, they go ahead, Lindsay.
I'm not an alien. I know that you desperately want that green alien chick to show up.
Oh wait, I want to say this, that I don't want any alien blue cat pussy.
Yeah, if the audience remembers from Forbidden Knowledge News, last time we had Jason on, he expressed his desire to procreate with a blue or green alien.
No, green. I believe. It was green.
Like the one off of Guardians in the Galaxy, I think.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. So, and I told him I could probably arrange. I know a few people that might be able to help him with that. I'll be working on that for you, buddy.
Hey, please. You got a number? You got an email? Something?
I feel so bad for Lindsay right now. We're talking about,
I'm fine. I'm good. I've heard it all. Literally, I've heard it all.
That's great. Well, how is it around Lindsay, like in your local shopping stores and places like that? Are people, compliant and being little sheeps for the most part? Or are most people,
No. No, most people, I mean, everywhere I go, there's maybe, like, if I go grocery shopping, like, two or three people with a mask on, maybe, and they're usually elderly, it's not happening here. It's definitely not happened in the lower parishes since the hurricane happened, which is ridiculous because the governor just extended the mask mandate this week. And there's people down there living in tents right now still. I mean, it's
that's
horrible.
Why I'm going back home. Not to cut you off, Lindsay. Not to cut you off, but I'm going back home, and I'm very passionate about it. I'm going taking my dog with me, and I'm going home, and I'm going to go help. Yes,
for those that for those that don't know, tell them about what happened in Louisiana recently. If you're not recently,
in Houma, Louisiana, south of New Orleans, my hometown got flattened, and there's people, thousands, that don't have a place to live, and so they're my phone just rang. They're trying to get at me. They always do.
Illuminati, fucking bastard.
Back home, yes, Chris, sir, and anybody who's listening.
And this, what was the name of this hurricane recent that just
Ida?
Ida, okay, yeah, Ida.
It ran. My mother's house has a 6x8 hole in the top of her house. You ever been to my house, Chris?
I have, yes.
In the backyard, the tree fell, landed on. And so that's just, that is a very minute thing that people need help. So I'm saying this right now, Jason Fashon and Nico Fashon are going back home to help people. And if anybody is listening, please come help.
Or donate.
Go, you know, donate, send donations. Yeah, there's way other ways to help, guys.
Donations are huge right now because FEMA is a joke. We know this. They don't pay anybody.
Katrina showed that.
There's no response. Like, I've heard there's no help for you guys. Nobody's coming.
There's no help. The insurance companies are trying to say that the hurricane was like a 3, maybe 4. It was like a 6. I was in Houma for it. Trust me. It was like being
Chris, it looked like a bomb went off. It looks like streets have been flat.
Chris, ask her. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut anybody off, but Chris, hey, Lindsay, talk about what you saw.
Oh, no, it was just like being in an F5 tornado for 12 hours straight. And that's what the town looked like after. And that was in Houma. So that was, that's after it got past the lower parishes. So they're completely destroyed. I mean, houses are just piles of lumber. And people are living in tents and RVs and everything else. And we have a governor that's worried about keeping masks on people's faces. And
people don't even have a fucking home. Sorry,
exactly. It's true. It's true. It's maddening. It's absolutely maddening.
Do you find it suspect at all how many fucking hurricanes have actually hit Louisiana in the past?
Oh, this hurricane. And look, I was born and raised here, so I've pretty much.
You look beautiful, by the way.
I've never experienced anything like this. Somebody was definitely playing the harp, no doubt. No doubt there was manipulation going
Lucifer,
on.
Lucifer, now we're gonna go in this. All right, Mr. Chris Matthew, we're gonna go with this now because she just said what she just said. So what I done and was with both sides, like I cut myself and wrote with being on both sides with Lucifer and Jesus, correct? Okay. Now, because this beautiful woman is a good friend of mine, was like, Jay, maybe you don't need to.
So, all right, hold on. Before we go any further, I need some clarification for the audience. You're speaking about that you made some sort of a blood deal with Lucifer and who and God or Jesus?
Just Lucifer.
Just Lucifer. Okay. And okay. Just want so the audience can be clarified on that. Go ahead.
He wanted to play both sides.
Hey, okay. First of all, I played both sides. I am God.
Okay. Here we go. Anyway.
So what I did was, so I'm talking to this woman, this beautiful woman, and she's like, Jay, I don't think, you know, and I'm like, fine, so be it. So I cut myself on my pinky.
It wasn't that easy, but we can, narrow it down to, okay, fine.
Talk.
It's all good. Was a lot of work. It was a lot of work.
Yeah, no shit.
So no shit.
I cut myself after a paragraph that I wrote with my signature on the top and on the bottom with my blood and denounced myself with Lucifer. Now, here's the deal. I lose certain power because It was all about good. It was all about positive energy. And right, no, hear me out, ma'am, please. It's all about where if I need to help somebody, that's where my power came from, in a sense, from that. Don't shake your head. I see you. Don't shake you.
Don't tell me not to shake my head.
Okay, don't shake your head.
See, let me
go ahead, brother.
My understanding, right. My understanding of magic and
nope, kind of, it's not magic.
It is magic, Jason. You're interacting fair with enough. Spirits. Okay, so my understanding of trying to make pacts or interaction with any type of spiritual entity, whether it's Lucifer or Jesus or Buddha or anything,
sure.
Your intention is a huge part of it. Okay,
it's so good. Hold on,
and it also depends on what the entity is you're trying to. Okay, so there's a combination there. Is the intention.
Absolutely.
And who you're trying to. So this entity in particular, you were,
yep,
from what I hear, they really don't have, may not have your best interest in mind. They don't care either way.
Absolutely not.
They just want to get something from you.
Sorry to curse.
And a lot of these entities want something from you, and that's why they may help you, but there's a big price to pay in any of these interactions, from what I understand. I don't do it,
yes,
but
sir.
You know.
They so, always come
to also, I took her bad dreams away.
I'm not denying that it can be used for good. I'm not denying that it can be used for good.
My ass. But, no, I'm just kidding.
But you have to be careful with this stuff, man. That you have to have a deep understanding.
I know how to put voodoo on people.
Oh, here we go.
Anybody who fucking listens right now,
voodoo,
sorry, curse. I know how to put voodoo on people. I can and I will if I need to. Period. Bottom fucking line. I don't care if anybody gives a shit.
You know what? That's not positive energy. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Smart woman there.
Yes, I love her. I mean.
So you realized that it probably wasn't a good idea and you, I guess, what, denounced your
decision? I did, because I talked to this beautiful woman. She's like, Jay.
I saw him say this on your show, your podcast.
I remember the conversation. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I cut my pinky finger. I put blood on it and I wrote that I'm denounced.
You know, I'm not going to claim that even any of this stuff works. I've heard that it does.
I don't know if it
real results. I've heard that it could be also placebo effect. It could be just all in your mind. It could be you kind of, access a part of yourself that you wanted to be, and it's you know what I think we all are. I think we're all connected.
Boom.
We're all gods.
There we go. There we go.
So that's just my thoughts.
Like, why are we not? We are. I truly believe that. I'm not the one. I'm not special.
we're all gods. We're all goddesses. We're all part of Source, and I think that it's our job to let us know.
Lindsay is a goddess.
Of course she is.
Yep. And I'm going to push this a little bit more. Like, me and Lindsay, like, have been together like many years ago. Sorry, Lindsay.
Oh, gosh. This fucking guy.
We have, and we've had kids. We do, but it's different universes. It's different multi-universes.
Okay. Interdimensional. Gotcha.
Chris, if you can hear half of these conversations that go on.
Hey, you know what I do know is that all three of us are laughing and smiling.
And I hope at least a couple in the audience are laughing with us. If not,
I know.
Good times either way.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I want to start me and Lindsay's like podcast.
Hey,
oh my God. We don't have a podcast.
Hey, I'll connect it with you.
We don't.
She's like, no, Jay, don't say that.
We don't have one. We don't. Like,
not yet.
Yeah. So, Jason, what about your areas? Are people? Why is it's California, man? Why am I even asking? People are tardy. But what's it like there for you?
Hey, what?
From what I hear, California is not a place I would personally want to be. But
no. Yeah.
I just told you I'm coming back home now.
I know you are, but how is it in California, as I'm asking?
I mean, it's sunny.
Jason doesn't live in the real world in California. Are you serious right now?
Well, first of all, ma'am, you don't know where I live.
Yes, I do know.
No, really? I don't live in real world California.
And not in real world California.
Is that how it's going to go down?
Him and Lucifer hang out on Mount Shasta and have tea.
No. Oh, back to that. So back to that. No, for real. I'll end this.
You don't have to worry about the political climate
what I'm saying, as I cut my finger,
I know what you did. About California.
I burned it. I burned a piece of paper.
I know. California.
I got love tattooed on my arm.
There we go.
Jason, I have to warn you, I have many occultists that listen to this show, and they're going to jump all over you if what you did was just, what is you doing burning and writing this down? This doesn't do it. I don't know. You know, I'm just warning you, you might get some emails and stuff from occultists.
I'm sure. Hey, first of all, I'm a fucking general.
Here we go.
General Fashion. All right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like, wait, no, there's more. There's the ninja.
Wait,
positive ninja. And I'm a fucking general.
Right.
Oh, man. This has been at least entertaining for everyone.
I hope
Jason,
so.
I thank you for that. Yes.
Oh, I love you, dude.
I love you too, brother. Yeah. Lindsay, I appreciate you coming on and telling us about, you know, your battle. And I hope it encourages people not to give up so easily, because we got a lot of people fucking just throwing in the towel right now.
I'm going to help them.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking help them.
Hey, not the hurricane battle. We're talking about getting our mask.
Lindsay, I'm going to tell you this right here, right now. It's the fact that you know that I help everybody.
I know. I understand that. But I'm just saying.
What?
Just what I said. What the little bit that I said of what it went through on the show. I went way more than that. The story goes way deeper. It didn't just stop at the doctor's office.
How deep does it go? You don't know. Not yet.
I do know. I lived it. And then
you don't know how deep it goes.
No, man, what I'm going through right now. In elementary school, I do
you
right
want me
now.
To show you how deep it goes?
Lindsay, I apologize for his strangeness. Anyway, continue. What were you saying?
Oh, no, I'm just saying it just goes a lot deeper. It didn't stop with the medical. Like, it didn't stop at the doctor's office. You know, like, the school conveniently would lose their doctor's excuses, the exemption forms. I'd have to go back and get them. They would call me and tell me that the kids got approved. The next day they would call me and say somebody in the school board did not approve it. So then I'd have to call the school board again.
Chris, Lindsay, do you think these people are getting kickbacks, you know, in the school board?
Absolutely. 100,000%. No doubt. Absolutely.
That's just
from every single kid that they put a mask on. 100%.
Yeah.
And it's cool that people want to homeschool their kids, and that's great, you know. And you know what they're learning, what they're doing. They don't have to wear masks. You don't have to deal with the system and everything. But I also feel like if everybody gives up and doesn't fight it, then what are we leaving for the future generations? Like, I mean, I know there's a whole bigger picture out there, but there's still, again, it's like
I am the bigger picture.
Like, you still,
and I will promote nothing but positive energy. Period. Bottom line, straight up. And I'm sorry to cut you off. I love you.
The way you say that, it sings positive energy. Just so you know, I felt that in my heart.
Lindsay, thank you so much. And like I said, I hope this can encourage some people to keep fighting, even
absolutely.
If like up, you know,
and then they sent home papers saying that my 11-year-old, who's not even 12 yet, because they approved it for 12 and up, needed to get a COVID shot by December. So, like, after the mass situation calmed down, then I'm getting these vaccine papers, and I don't give them regular vaccines because I'm not letting the government inject my kids with anything. So
would you take your kids out of school if it came down to it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. If it comes down to that, we're homeschooled. No doubt. But we should fight the mask while we can. But yeah, like, literally over my dead body. They would have to kill me to get to my kids with that needle.
I will
fuck them up with my fucking sword.
And remember this, everybody. I mean, these businesses can't function with a certain percentage of employees. If you know, if you quit your business, there's nothing they can do.
Oh, right. Hey, and which is what they're trying to do. They're trying
Israel,
to control everything.
Israel, in this planet, Israel has over 90% vaccinations, and they have more
deaths and more COVID.
More vaccinated people in the hospitals.
Yeah, more people in hospitals. Yeah,
and everything. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's literally a concentrated injection of the virus itself. You know, I mean, it's a whole lot of graphene and graphene oxide and poisoning and everything else. I mean,
Chris,
my whole family, like smart. The best supplement I think so far that I've found to take to rid your body of all that, of the graphene and graphene oxide, is the NAC, which I think a year ago the FDA conveniently was trying to ban, and that's been on the market for, I mean,
well, the FDA is now trying to approve a new treatment for COVID. But we did some research, and it's mainly guess the main ingredient, ivermectin. So
right,
they're trying to cash in on the whole ivermectin thing by hiding ivermectin in a pharmaceutical.
Exactly. And they're making fun of
Israel has
more
population of vaccinations, and at the same time they have more cases.
He's talking about how the pharmaceutical companies are copying ivermectin to sell it.
Baby.
I know. I'm saying they're making fun of ivermectin, saying, oh, this is horse medication. People are taking it. They're stupid. Whatever.
I love you.
You know, all this situation while replicating ivermectin, calling it something else and marketing as something totally different. And they're the brilliant scientists that came up with it. It's total bullshit. I mean, they're just copywriting, basically, what's already there, so they can make money. We all know this. Well, we all don't know this, unfortunately, but most of us know this. People should know it. But if you say anything like that, you get called a conspiracy. I've never been called a conspiracy theorist in my life. These
How
past
many times
2 years,
have you been banned?
I've had four 30 day bans this year, and that's not including like the 72 hour, 3 day, whatever bans in between. So half of this year, I've been banned off of Facebook just for putting articles out there.
What?
Memes. My memes get fact checked, you know, that are just like, you know, talking about the FDA and them being a business. I call out the CDC for being bribed by teachers unions. Everything that I can bring to light to shine a brighter light on that people don't really
you mean
see
the morning
in their normal
car?
Every day. No, it's not what I mean at all.
All right, Jason.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you so much, Lindsay. Thank you for coming on with the brave story and all the information. Like I said, I hope it helps other people. I hope that Jason, you get your Lucifer out of your butthole.
It's already done.
He's gone. He's out. All right. Good.
We're trying, Chris.
But thank you both, man. That was great. And I will. I'll definitely be talking to you both again soon. And
I love you. Sir.
Yes.
Before you let me go. Anybody who is listening to this, where I'm from, where Chris is from, where Lindsay's from, needs help. They need help. And I'll end this with this. Just make one person smile every day.
Thank you, Jason. Lindsay, thank you so much for coming on. I know that this is your first time on a radio show. So
on any show at all. Yes.
And it was wonderful. Thank you so much. All right. Until next time, everyone, have an excellent evening. And we will talk again Monday.